This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil, and I tell you what, I am on the phone with an old friend, and it's so interesting. He is Tim Holmes. A lot of folks in the Fauston and surrounding area, even in the Bemidji area, are going to recognize that name, and we'll chat with Tim here in a second. But just out of the blue, just the other day, the phone rang here at QFM, and I don't answer the phone a lot of times, but I happened to answer this one, and it was you, Tim Holmes, and I hadn't heard your voice in a long time. So welcome, and how are you, sir?
Good, Phil, good. Thank you.
Oh, man, it was exciting. You are younger than me. In fact, you are a good friend to my sons, and I honestly, to my family. I think you're just a little bit older than Philip, and you connected a lot with him and Dawson, maybe even more so, and even Samara. And so just good to reconnect. You guys lived in the Fauston area for many years. Do you remember, you know, you kind of moved to Fauston when you were quite young. Am I right on that, Tim?
Yeah. I believe I was around 17 years old when we moved to Fauston.
Okay. I would have guessed even younger, but all right. So about 17. And, you know, we got to know your mom and dad and so forth. And your dad has passed away. And that was actually a number of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, roughly 10 years ago.
Okay. And how big was your family? How many brothers and sisters do you have again? I can't remember.
Yeah, so I got seven siblings.
Okay. All right. Well, Tim, as I remember, you were at our house quite often, and we always knew you were very, very creative, that God had given you a gift. I remember there was a time when you told me you were going to build a roller coaster in your backyard, and you know, we just would kind of chuckle about that. And I think your dad was creative, and I don't know your mom quite as well. And she's doing great, by the way, right? She moved down to, what was it, New Mexico?
Yes, she is remarried. The man she married had eight kids, so now we're a family of, you know, 16 kids.
Wow.
And they're just an awesome family. We love visiting them.
Yeah, that is amazing. Your mom is Andrea, and, you know, you've had quite a story as well, as the creativity just kind of took you a lot of different places. You got married to Brittany, and she's from the Fauston area, isn't that right?
Correct. She lived in Winger. She went to school in Fauston. But yeah, that was something God put together. It's a long story. We won't go into it, but God knew.
Yes, and you've got five kids now. That's amazing. And the ages of your kids?
9, 8, 7, 2, and 7 months.
It's hard to keep track, isn't it?
Yeah,
oh, man, that's awesome. Well, we're going to just, the reason he called you guys, and we're going to get to this, but Tim has invented something, and he's started a small company, and this is pretty cool. So I'm so excited for the QFM family to learn about this. And again, you know, a young man who started things really in that Fauston area and married a gal from that area too. So I just love this whole thing. You were down in Fargo. You and Brittany, you were working, and it, you know, God kind of laid on your heart that it was time to get going, and you got into the film industry, didn't you, Tim? That's kind of where things really got started for you.
Correct. That is where God put my desires, was in the faith-based film industry, to go make Christian films and show the world about Jesus.
You did a film called Beyond the Mask, and I don't know how many, that was probably a dozen years ago now, and I think a lot of our listeners would remember it. It was a very well-done, faith-based film, and, you know, you kind of started at the lower echelon of the film crew, and by the time that film was done, correct me if I'm wrong, you ended up being the art coordinator, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was at the top there running the crew.
That's amazing. You've gone on to do some work for films like War Room, which is incredible. All of our listeners are familiar with that. You know, and just a number of other things. You have worked in a lot of special effects. But when you were working on the film Beyond the Mask, you were working with your hands with some 3D printing stuff. And that's kind of the origins of what we're going to be talking about with these kids' toys, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the 3D printing stuff came later, but because I was Beyond the Mask, one of the film projects I got into was in Ohio. And when I came out here, they told me the only reason they hired me for this film project was because they saw beyond the mask and they loved my work.
Got it.
And then we got stuck in Ohio, and that's how everything came about.
Well, you're in Ohio now, right in the Columbus area, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, you've got your own kids, but you were working on a project where you were putting things together using little connectors. What project was that again, Tim?
Yeah, so I actually invented a kids' building toy system. It's called Nurkel, N-U-R-K-L. And when I started this project, it was completely by accident. I didn't know where it was going to go. I didn't have plans for it to go anywhere. And I was working with 3D printers at the time and working with designing, engineering, in a sense, some other projects. And while working in that area, this idea was developed to connect sticks together. And we transformed it into connecting craft sticks together.
And it's amazing. I have been on the website, nurkl.com, N-U-R-K-L. .com. By the way, where does that name come from again? You explained it to me. That was kind of cool as well.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So the name Nurkel took me 2 weeks of researching. I finally came up with a good name. You know, a lot of companies and different products, they have very deep meanings to their names.
Yeah.
Like Lego, for instance. But Nurkel, actually, the word Nurk actually comes from an Estonian word, which means corner. Nurks, plural, which means corners. And we developed it into the word Nurkel, which kind of mixes with the word knuckle. So these are little connecting knuckles, little corner knuckles.
You've got to see some of the 3D videos that feature this product. It is absolutely amazing how you were saying you worked with a toy when you were a kid. You played with a toy that connects. Is that what it's called? Connects? And that was another kind of ties into this almost a little bit, you know, with the imagination part.
Yeah, I loved building toys growing up. Loved Legos, loved Kinects. A lot of those were, you know, expensive. My family was never rich. We never had a lot of money. And this was an opportunity for us to create a kids' building toy system that people could buy for 3 to 4 times less than the cost of Legos or other building toy systems on the market.
What I love about Tim's story, you guys, as well, is, you know, you were at a point in your life where you were asking God, you know, what do you want me to do? And things were kind of stalling. You were, you know, working. And, of course, you were married. You guys were having kids. But there was a moment, you know, where you connected with a church. There was even a moment, you know, we've all had these moments where you're struggling in your marriage. And you cried out to God, didn't you, as to, you know, God, what do you want me to do? And he answered you. And without going into all those details, that was a powerful moment in your life. And it really helped launch this company as well, didn't it?
Yes. I was on my way home from work one day, driving. It was about a 15-minute drive home. And I came to the end of myself and I reached out to God and I just started speaking to him. And I said, because I've been through a lot of things in my life and my marriage, I said, God, if there's hope for me, if you love me, I need you to show up and I need you to show me how much you love me. I need you to show me that you still care about me. And that's when things started to change in my life.
You know, you weren't sure about your relationship with your dad when he was alive, when you were younger. You told me you weren't sure. You felt that you had measured up for your dad. You called your mom. And she opened your eyes to some things. That was impactful too, wasn't it?
Yes. It was actually that night when I got home. I called my mom. There was very heavy questions on my heart about my relationship with my dad and that I'd held on to for years. I never shared them with anyone, you know, about how my dad saw me, about how he treated me. You know, I didn't know I was loved. You know, I felt disconnected from my father. And there were nights I would go to sleep and I would just cry because I couldn't stand out in the yard and play catch with my dad. You know, he worked so much. And I called my mom that night and I said, I've just had all these heavy questions on my heart. And I said, I need answers because I'm in a very hopeless place. And as I talked to my mom, she started to explain things to me about my dad, how he loved me in ways that I never saw. And that I was looking at it all wrong. Sometimes our perspective can be off when we're self-centered, when we're focused on ourselves. And that broke me that night, and I sobbed for 2 hours, and that's when God started to make a major change in my life, and I saw him show up.
Wow. And it just so happens you had this project going on at the same time. Another thing that made a difference, and I love this part, because we talk about this a lot on QFM, to be involved in a church, and you guys weren't at that time, but shortly after this, you told Brittany, you said, we've got to get to a church, and you had met a gal, and we'll get back to that in a second, how you have been meeting people, going to events, you know, things like state fairs and homeschool conventions with your, you know, the toy that you have invented. But you, she had invited you to go to their church. You had never done it. Well, then you did, and wow, God made that, you know, confirmation pretty sure as well, didn't he, for you guys?
Yes. The first time we stepped into this church, I never felt anything like this in my life before, ever walking into a church. But the first time I stepped into this church, the peace of God came over me. I could feel it tangibly. And it was wild. I stopped when I stepped in the front door, and I was like, what is going on? Hmm. I had no idea. But God had so many plans through that. And there was an older gentleman praying for my wife that Sunday morning as we dispersed our kids to class. And he came up to me afterwards, and he said, the Lord spoke to me about you, and I want to tell you what he told me. And at that time, I had never heard anything like that. So I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. And he spoke to me, and he said, the Lord said the company you're building is going to be huge. It's going to blow your mind. But it's important that you give it to him, and that the focus of this company is about him. And I was put back. I had to spend a whole week praying about this, to understand that it was the Lord, and the Lord revealed it to me that it was him that was speaking through this man. And that's when I came to a point of surrendering it to the Lord and saying, Lord, whatever you want for this company, whatever you want with my life, I want to put it in your hands so you can do with it as you please.
Wow. Tim and I talked quite a while before we started to record this interview, and I know even more details we don't have time to go into, but it is incredible how God has moved here. And long story short, you've connected with some people that you needed to grow your company a little bit, to get it going, including your brother, which is a really interesting story, one of your brothers, your youngest brother. And like we had mentioned, you got this invented. You have it patented, by the way, which is so cool.
Yeah.
That took you a while to get through that process. That was about a year ago, right, where that was finalized?
Yeah, it's fully patented as of a little over a year ago, and I didn't mention this before, but we got the news on Pentecost Sunday. The news came in, and it was a confirmation from the Lord that his hand was in it.
Mm, yeah, praise God. All right, well then, you know, even people from your church, you have started to sell kits. You've got these Nurkel kits with about 600 pieces. Think about like a Lego project, where you get 600 pieces or something else. But your toy is incredibly affordable. And again, I want people to check it out. NURKL.com is where you get some of the basic info. But you've done some fundraisers, and that's normal. As you're starting to get a company going, you've done a Give, Send, Go project, raising $50,000. You've got currently a Kickstarter that's going. And because these doors are just flying open for you, Tim, people are wanting to invest. You also did some contracts with some investors, actually, and you're about to take this to a whole new level. And again, completely committed to the Lord. But if they go to the Kickstarter, it's kickstarter.com, they're going to really see a cool video about the toy, and then explain what the Kickstarter is all about and why that's important right now.
Yeah, the Kickstarter is to help us launch large-scale manufacturing. There's a lot of money involved with getting manufacturing started, especially with our product. We have to manufacture custom-made plastic pieces, and those have to be injection molded. And when you injection mold them, you have to create the molds, and molds are not cheap, especially with all the inflation that's going on. And so that upfront cost of getting the molds created to be able to produce these pieces and get them out to the market is really important. And so that's where a lot of the money is going, is into the process of starting the manufacturing.
Okay. And on that Kickstarter site, as it's not necessarily just giving money, but you can actually buy a kit for yourself, right? Isn't that how it's working?
You can pre-order kits for yourself, for your friends, for your family. We even have a reward on here that allows you to sponsor a classroom. It's 22 kits, so you could sponsor a classroom of your choosing, or you could sponsor a classroom at random, and we will get that to a classroom, an elementary or middle school classroom that could use this for STEM education.
That's the key, is the STEM education folks have really been excited about your project. You've gone to events about that. You said you went to the big giant state fair in Ohio. You've gone to homeschool conventions. The response has been absolutely amazing, hasn't it, Tim?
Yes. Every time we've gone to an event, our booth has been swamped. It is really hard to get away to get a bite to eat or even to go to the restroom. So it is just overwhelming, but it's the goodness of God. He is a part of this, and we're going to bless a lot of people through it.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, it is just so fun to connect with you, and we want to follow the progress of all of this. And again, I know many people remember you in our area. So folks, it's time to reconnect with Tim and Brittany. You can play a role in their company. And, you know, you've got many, you're a visionary, Tim. And I know the plans that you have for this company, like you said, this is not about getting rich. This is about bringing glory to God. And, you know, who knows, down the road, using funds to help other people, even a connection with children in other countries, right? I think that's going to be a passion that you have with this project as well.
Yes, the Lord put on my heart to bless other kids in other countries that do not have access to this type of stuff. And He's brought us people who can help us get our product to other countries. And we are going to be giving stuff to them, and it's going to be an opportunity for us to go over and share the gospel with these people as well, which is really exciting.
Hmm. I know one more quick thing. One of the folks that's helping you now had a connection to help you get your product into Walmart stores. I tell you what, Tim, if that happens, oh, man, you better be ready to make a lot of these toys, because that could be crazy, huh?
Yes, Walmart is the biggest box store in the world. And my lead sales guy, he's a leader in our church as well. He loves the Lord. He's very passionate. He's written kids' books for 30 years. He knows the market. He's got connections. And God just made that connection between us, and he is very excited to be a part of this.
Hmm. Tim, I don't know even what to say. It's what a blessing to get that call from you. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I asked you, why did you even call me, you know? I'm way over here in Minnesota, and I just have a feeling it had to do, you were thinking back about your roots a little bit, you know, the Fauston area, you knew a lot of people here, and to connect. I just really appreciate that you reached out.
Yeah, I appreciate you still being there, Phil. You have a place in my heart.
Well, that's awesome. Praise God. You know, get me all choked up here now, man. But, well, we're going to let you go, Tim. But, again, the two websites I want to make sure people get, nurkl.com, N-U-R-K-L.com. And, by the way, they can follow you on Facebook as well, right? Tim Holmes. And, you know, I went on there. My wife did. Yep. And you've got a lot of information on there, a lot of fun videos, 3D videos of your toys. So you don't mind if we stalk you on Facebook, do you?
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, go for it.
All right. And then, of course, the Kickstarter. Just go to Kickstarter.com and then search for Nurkl. I just did it myself, and boom, you were right there. It says Nurkl by Kingdom Quest. I haven't even asked you about the Kingdom Quest. What's that about?
So Kingdom Quest is actually our company. Nurkl is the toy. Kingdom Quest is the company.
Gotcha. There you go. Well, yeah, because you've got other products.
Yes, other products.
Yeah, that'll be coming. Nurkl's the first. So,
correct.
Okay. Kingdom Quest. Love that. Tim, all right. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much. And we just say, Lord, continue to bless Tim and his wife, Brittany, and their company. And you've blessed them up to this point. You've, you know, given him a passion. And you've brought, you know, just confirmation in his life. We all search for that. And what a blessing. So thank you, Lord, for doing that. And continue to bless that family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Amen. Thanks, Tim. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you, Phil. God bless.
This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. Oh, yeah. There we go, Tim. We did it. Love it.
Hallelujah.